Hi, today is February 9th, 2024, and today we're going to reconsider the reversed magician with the Eight of Swords and today's Nine of Coins. I'd been thinking about the last two cards, Wednesday's reversed magician and yesterday's Eight of Swords. The more I thought about it, it occurred to me there may be a story here to be told. The magician, number one of the major arcana, with his or her table laid out with the talismans of all the elements or suits, a coin for the suit of earth, a sword for air, a cup for water, and a wand for fire, has all the tools they need to create anything they wish. It's almost like having all the ingredients and implements necessary to bake a fabulous cake, yet, in the reverse, something is holding us back from baking it. What if, I thought, the human trapped in her self-made jail, the prisoner of her own mind, of the Eight of Swords, is the magician herself? We can see, in spite of the rope wound around her body, she wears a long red dress, red being the color of passion. So why is she holding herself back this way? Or is she or he being manipulated or held back by someone else? The story might be that this reversed magician, the con man, the master manipulator, is using all the right words, saying all the right things, which, if the reversed swords are any indication, are untrue in order to keep this poor victim trapped in her own head, or trapped, period. Perhaps she is turning a blind eye to a situation, not seeing things or unwilling to see the manipulator for who they really are. Of course, people only have the power over us that we give them ourselves. She may very well find herself the subject of today's card and in the enviable and fortunate but hard-earned position of the lovely, well-to-do Lady of the Nine of Pentacles, or Coins, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn. This card is pure gold, or bright, cheerful yellow, all over. From the golden sky to the heavy gold coins hanging like fruit from the bushy green grapevines in a beautiful estate garden. They form a hedge around her, defining her own space. Male or female, even the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith deck is no longer read by specific gender. This is the single rich lady card. In a long gold gown, lined in crimson, she holds up in one gloved hand a loyal falcon whose own red mask matches her own fashionable hat. Some distance away from this comfortable country home, we see a home or red-roofed tower structure, which may be on her own property or the town itself. Pre-internet, we would have sent a falcon to carry or scout or report any news we should know back to us. This well-off but generous lady has built quite a beautiful life for herself, but is not cut off from the rest of the world. She is simply in a position to enjoy the fruits of her labor and beholden to no one. This is a Good Friday card, assuming this is the end of our work week, and may remind us that we too should take time to savor a good life, aka the fruits of our labor.